and welcome to episode 118 of the Vegan Business Tribe podcast with myself, David Pennell. And Vegan Business Tribe is here to support you and to inspire you, not just to build a vegan business, but to build a successful vegan business. And you can listen along on Spotify, on Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also watch the video version on YouTube too. Now, thank you as always to our amazing sponsors who are Vegan Accountants, Mindful Wealth, The Vegan Publisher, and Mad Promotions. And you're going to hear more about them later in the episode too. And if you're not yet a member of Vegan Business Tribe, then what are you playing at? We could not do this without our members over on veganbusinesstribe.com. And you get access not just to our amazing community of hundreds of vegan business owners from around the world, but you get access to all our knowledge too, as well as all our workshops and live events from the last 4 years, all sat there in our Vegan Business Academy. And now, this is hugely exciting for us, but we've now launched our new membership tier that also includes direct support and mentoring from myself over WhatsApp and a monthly Zoom call too. So if you need that extra bit of help in your business right now, you can also sign up for this new mentoring tier that gives you direct access to me. You can WhatsApp me whenever you like on a dedicated number, or you can jump on a 30-minute Zoom call with me once a month just to talk through what's going on in your business right now and to give you some direction and support. So this is perfect for you if you are just launching a business, if you think your business has gone a bit stale and you're looking for some new ideas, or maybe not sure what direction to take it in next, or if you just need somebody to act as a mentor, as a sounding board, or just to give you some enthusiasm and hold you accountable. We want to see you succeed as a vegan business. So, this extra help, if this is what you need right now, just head to our coaching and mentoring page on the Vegan Business Tribe website, or send me an email at hello@veganbusinesstribe.com. There is no minimum term. You can continue with it for as long as you need it, and it's only £299 a month. And that also includes our standard Vegan Business Tribe membership too within that. Okay, so let's get on with the podcast, shall we? So today, we're looking at quite, I suppose it is a specialist topic, and that is how to exit a business. Now, for some people, exiting a business, it might be a negative experience. It might have been forced upon you, or you might want out because you've just reached burnout in your business. Or maybe the marketplace has changed and you just don't have the energy to change with it. You might have fallen out with your business partner, who might have even been your romantic partner too, and the business just isn't viable with that current relationship. And I have to admit, I have seen that more times than I care to remember in business. But for other people, exiting a business, it can actually be a really positive thing. It might be your final goal, getting acquired by a larger competitor, or selling the business for an amount of money that will set you up to go and do something new. Or you might want to exit a business to give you a lifestyle change. I mean, the life of a business owner, it often involves long hours and not being able to go 10 minutes without checking your email and your phone. So exiting your current business to do something that gives you a better work-life balance, that might be the kind of decision that once you've made it and once you've done it, you wish you'd done it years earlier. So today, we're not going to be talking about if you should exit your business or not. Although, I'm just going to add in there that I think a lot of people do have unreasonable expectations of how long it takes to build up a successful business. And a lot of people, they give up right at the point where they're just starting to see that success. But today we're going to talk about the options available for exiting a business once you have made that decision. And sometimes it absolutely is the right decision. It's just time. Maybe you've got the business to as far as you can take it with your skill set, and it's just time to hand it over to somebody else to take it to the next phase. Or maybe you're coming up to retirement age, and somebody who's a bit younger and hungrier, they give that company just the boost of energy that it needs. But when we talk about exiting a business that you own or that you founded, usually people think you've got one of two options. You sell it or you shut it down. When in reality, there's lots of choices between those two extremes. There's probably 10 or 20 different ways that I've seen people exit a business. And what's open to you will depend on a whole load of circumstances. So, for example, I built up a successful marketing and business growth agency over nearly 15 years. And if people ask me about that agency, I will tell them that we sold it. Now, that's not a lie, but it's also not the full story either. It's just the simple version. What we actually did was we sold our customer list to another company. And you will have heard the saying that 80% of your profit comes from 20% of your customers. And that was true for us too. We'd built up this huge client base of hundreds of companies, mainly website and digital marketing customers, all on low-level ongoing contracts. And we employed a team of staff to look after those customers. And although that large customer base, it gave us a really great turnover. You know, all our bills were paid on day one of the month. I was just endlessly firefighting and jumping from one customer to another, meaning that I couldn't really take the company in the direction that I really wanted to. So we took the decision to sell 95% of our customers to another service provider, and we positioned it as an acquisition. And we then rebranded, retaining just our four most profitable customers. And in doing that, we went down to just a team of four people. But because I then had the space to concentrate on these handful of larger customers, we got to the point where we were turning over more money with just four of us in that business than when I had a team of 15 people working for me. So, was it a sale of the business? Well, no, because we didn't sell the building or the brand or any equipment to the company that we sold out to. The thing in my business that had intrinsic value, it was our customer base. They didn't need our brand or company name. They had their own. They didn't want our employees or equipment because they employed hundreds of people already and had offices just several times the size of ours. The one thing that we had of value was a customer list of a couple of hundred of ongoing contracted customers, and they were set up perfectly to handle those types of customers. They valued them probably more than we did, and they knew that they could likely increase the amount of money that each was spending over time, so they were willing to pay to acquire them. So that is just one illustration of how sometimes exiting a business, it can be a bit more nuanced than just pitching your business for somebody else to buy. If you are a UK vegan business, wouldn't it be better to have an accountant that shares your ethics? Well, vegan accountants have got over 30 years of experience, and they're a vegan-founded company. And just to add, they're also our accountants at Vegan Business Tribe, because they just get us. They understand why we do what we do, and they make sure that we're doing it in the most tax-efficient way possible. Keith and his team, they've been massive supporters of our mission at Vegan Business Drive. So if you are an established UK business with a growth mindset and you want an accountant that is going to help you grow and shares your mission as well as saves you tax, then just go to veganaccountants.co.uk to find out more. Do you want to speak at more events? Do you want to get invited onto podcasts like this one? Well, it's far easier to do that if you can say that you have written a book. So let me tell you about The Vegan Publisher. Their founder, Mitali, she is a best-selling business author herself. And Mitali and her team, they will lead you through that entire process of becoming a published author, transforming you into the thought leader of your industry. And writing a book, it isn't just a great marketing activity to get you more clients. Trust me, being a published author, it will open up doors to opportunities that you never even knew existed. So, even if you think you don't have the time to write a book, or even if you don't know what you might write a book about, go take a look at theveganpublisher.com to find out more. So, let's take a look at what options you have if you're looking to get out of your company, if you are looking to exit your business. And let's start with the most obvious idea of selling your business as a going concern. So, when another company acquires your business to wrap up into their own, or somebody buys the business from you so they can continue running the company themselves, then that's what we're talking about selling a business. And although this is probably what most people think about when talking about a business exit, most businesses that I come across, they're simply not saleable in their current state. And I do get contacted by people who are looking to sell their vegan business. They see me as somebody with contacts or who might be able to point them in the right direction. And they're great people. They've worked so hard in their business, sometimes for over a decade. But the problem with many small companies is the thing of value in that business is them. It's the business owner themselves. They haven't got anything that somebody else couldn't just set up themselves tomorrow instead of paying to take over what someone else was doing instead. The customer's relationship in that business, it's all with the owner. And so when that owner moves on, the customers go elsewhere. So if you want to sell your business, then you need to know the things that make a business sellable. And in a small business, there are generally four things. So the first is your tangible assets. So the value of your equipment, or if your business has any property or vehicles or stock. The second is your customer base. So do you have hard-won, long-term, repeat-buying customers who are not likely to just disappear the moment the owner leaves? The third is your brand and your reach. So, is your brand a major player in your sector and a reason why people buy what you sell? Or does your business have 500,000 Instagram followers? And then finally, number four is your intellectual property or your IP. So, do you have a patent that gives you a competitive advantage in your marketplace? Or do you own some unique technology that can't just be copied by somebody else? And that's the reason why your business is successful. So these are the things that give a business value. And if you don't have any of those, then there's little benefit to somebody paying you to just take over what you do rather than just starting up themselves from scratch without having to pay that initial fee. Because the reality is that a business, it's only worth what somebody will pay for it. So, for example, if you make vegan cake, and I know I always turn to cake for examples, But cake is life, am I right? But if you've got maybe a vegan bakery business, for example, and you already supply 20 of your local cafes and restaurants around your area, you know, you've got them on reoccurring orders week in, week out, and maybe you already rent a commercial kitchen that you've stocked out with all your kit and your long-term tenant agreement and all that equipment, that's all included in the sale. Then, in that scenario, somebody could just step in tomorrow with your recipes and already have everything they need to start making money from day one. You might even have a couple of members of staff who do all the work and they're planning to stay on under a new owner. You've already done the hard work in getting the business to the point where it's got real value. In fact, your rival vegan bakery in your neighbouring town, they might see buying your business as a quick way to expand what they're doing into a new area. But if you just make cakes from home, so maybe you sell at weekend markets and supply a couple of local cafes, and the reason you supply them is because they're kind of your mates, then that is just you making cake. So yes, the cake might be brilliant, but you can create a living from doing that sort of stuff. But there's nothing of value there to somebody else. They can just start making cake from home tomorrow without paying you for the privilege. And that's why the moment you decide you want to sell a company, you need to start working on creating what we call intrinsic value within your business. You need to create a business that makes money and will continue to make money for somebody else after you leave it. And getting your business to that point where it is sellable, that might take a long time. In fact, it might take a couple of years. I've worked with a few different people who specialise in selling businesses, and they view each sale as a multi-year project because they know that the first part of the sale is getting the business to that point where it can prove value to a potential buyer. You will need to create certified profit and loss statements. You will need to produce an information memorandum, and you'll probably want a business advisor to help you do all that. You'll need to plan how you're going to tell your staff, how you're going to tell your suppliers, and how you're going to respond to the inevitable negative spin from your competitors. And all that, it takes time and it takes planning. I just wanted to break off for a second to ask, are you just following this podcast without being a member of Vegan Business Tribe? Because if you are, then let me tell you, you are missing out on about 80% of everything that goes on at Vegan Business Tribe, including incredible resources and a vibrant community of like-minded vegan business owners from around the world. Because as a member of Vegan Business Tribe, you'll gain access to hundreds of hours of online courses and guides and masterclasses in our Vegan Business Academy to help you grow your vegan business. You'll also get to attend our regular online networking meetups where you can promote your business and just forge those connections with fellow vegan business owners just like you. Plus, if you need more direct advice and assistance, you can join us on a live business clinic, or you can post a question in our community hub where all our other members plus our vegan business experts are waiting to help you out. And the best part, it's just £18.99 a month. And at the same time, you'll also be supporting the work that we do to champion the vegan business scene around the world. And just to add that we've now also recently introduced one-to-one business coaching and mentoring with myself or one of our vegan business experts. And that's available to a select number of our members. So if you're really looking to take your vegan business to the next level, then we've got you. Don't just lurk on the sidelines. There is a whole community of vegan businesses who want to get to know you and support you. Just head to veganbusinesstribe.com. Click on that big join button on the homepage, and I cannot wait to connect with you and discuss your vegan business or your next big idea. And if you are lucky enough to get acquired or bought out by a larger competitor, then it's not unusual for part of that deal to include you staying in the company for a period of time after the sale, maybe even a couple of years to give continuity to the business. So you could be there celebrating this massive goal of selling your business, only then to be facing 12 to 24 soul-destroying months as an employee in the business that you've just sold. So if you don't have tangible assets, a tied-in mature customer base, a market-leading brand or sole ownership of some unique technology, then you should probably rule out the idea of selling your business. But if your goal is to sell your business or get acquired, then you need to start drawing up a new business plan, focusing on developing those areas to the point where your business has value beyond just you as the founder. If you don't have a business that is obviously sellable, that doesn't mean that you should just close down your company, though, if you're looking to exit. There are actually other options that might give you more money in the long term than you'd earn from just a one-off sale. So, for example, I've known a number of people who have handed over their business for somebody else to run, but instead of asking for an upfront fee from a new owner, they've continued to take a wage from that business or a percent of the profits over a number of years. And this way, there's a deal of continuation where the original founder is still there somewhere in the background. They're still on hand to give advice and mentor the new owner. But at the same time, they're still receiving an income from the business, but they freed up the majority of their time to go and do something else. And you often see this when somebody is looking to retire, maybe, and they want to hand over to a family member or somebody who already works for them, but that person doesn't have the money to make a large upfront purchase of the business. And it might be in that scenario that you never actually leave the business. You may simply keep some shares in the company and continue drawing down dividends while other people actually run the business day to day. And especially if it's a successful business and the only reason you want out is because you've got bored and you want to go do something else instead, why give up the income just because you want to move on? Or in larger businesses, you might see something called a management buyout. And that's where a group of employees, they come together to take ownership of a company, allowing the original owner to leave or to step back. And this might be achieved by the company itself, actually buying the shares back from the owner if there's enough cash in the bank, or the company taking out a loan to finance the buyout. And so the company itself might buy itself from you. And there's also an option to transfer ownership of a business wholly to its employees to create a cooperative structure or an employee ownership trust where each employee equally share the ownership of the business. So if you are looking to exit your business, it is worth looking at who's already in that business that might be your natural successor. They've got the added benefit that they already know the company and how it works, and they might be emotionally invested and involved in that business too, meaning that they may see the value in your company more than an outside buyer might, who's just looking, you know, at those cold spreadsheets and figures. So that's for two obvious routes that most people look at. So if a company's got intrinsic value, then you might be able to sell it as a going concern to somebody else or merge or be acquired by another company. Happy days. If it hasn't, though, you might decide it's worth spending a year or two in your business with a goal to change it into something that does have value without you sat there in the middle of it, or come to an arrangement with somebody who's already involved in the business to be part of a phased handover of some sort. But if you can't, or you simply don't want to sell your business, then let's look at what other options you might have if you want to exit. And the first thing to consider is maybe your company doesn't have a lot of value as a business, but the individual things that make up your company, they do have value. For example, my agency, where we sold our client list and ongoing contracts to another company that could service them. But there might be more than just your customers and contracts that you can sell if you break down your business into parts. And we call this liquidation. So, your stock and your materials, they may have value. Your social media following, or even your website address, they might have value. Your equipment, your vehicles, or your property, they definitely will all have value if you own them all right. Or your debtors, or your order book, that might have value. Or your intellectual property, that might have value. And I used to work with a lot of manufacturing companies, and more than one of those companies, they figured out that instead of trying to compete with overseas manufacturers who could make a product cheaper than they could, they could make more money by selling their knowledge to those companies. They could license their patents and their know-how and their product designs to these companies instead of trying to compete with them. So, does that apply to you? Can you instead sell your knowledge? Instead of exiting completely, can you just reinvent your business instead to make money from what you know rather than what you do? But finally, it might be that you go through all these options and none of them apply to your business. You don't have that intrinsic value, or it's not that sellable as a business. Maybe there's no one to take on the company from you, and your business doesn't have any assets that it can liquidate to create that final payday. So the only option that you see open is to wind down the business and stop doing what you're doing. And if you've made that decision, if you've come to that point, then embrace it. There is no such thing as failure within business. Go and listen to some of the podcasts that we've recorded with successful business people, and they will tell you the story of all the businesses that they tried to make work before they found success. The years that they spent learning and trying out different ideas that didn't pan out. But only by going through that process could they learn the skills and knowledge to find success with the next thing they did. So if you are very visibly closing down your business, don't be afraid to celebrate what you've achieved and learned over those years. You may have seen companies that have got almost no interaction on their social media, but when they announce they are closing their doors for the final time, they get hundreds of comments and thousands of views, almost exclusively all positive. And you can use that uptick in visibility just to let people know what you're doing next, or even to let people know that you're now open for work or you're looking for your next challenge. Did you know that in the UK alone, there is currently around £3 trillion invested in pensions? And much of that money, it's helping to fund harmful industries like tobacco, fossil fuels, gambling, and animal agriculture. So if instead you want to put your money where your heart is, then Jay Street is the founder of Mindful Wealth, our UK-based independent and vegan financial advisor here at Vegan Business Tribe. And because they are truly independent, they're not restricted to any specific investment range, so they can find the best option that works for you both financially and ethically. Although do note that the value of your investments, it can go down as well as up. But you don't need to have a lot of money invested to make a difference. If you want to talk about your financial planning, whether you're just starting your journey or you need a little guidance on how to create and maintain good habits, then book a free discovery call with Jay by heading to mindfulwealth.com. vegan.co.uk. If you are looking to get your business in the news or on the radio or interviewed on TV, then no one's going to get your company noticed like Karen Ridgers and her team at Mad Promotions. And Karen, she's been at the forefront of the vegan media scene for the last 20 years. And Mad Promotions, they're also our media partners at Vegan Business Tribe. So if you've read about us in Plant-Based News or in Vegconomist, then that's probably because Karen got that story there. So if you are an ethical company or entrepreneur that wants more media coverage, and if you're a company that is looking to make a difference, then that's literally what Mad Promotion stands for. Karen, she's worked with Veganuary, VegFest, and all the other big names. So go find out more at mad-promotions.com. Okay, so important topic today, because when a lot of us build a business, we don't think about that end game enough. Are we building a business to sell? Or are we building a business to pass on to our kids? Or are we building a business just to earn a living until we retire or die? You know, those three scenarios, they need completely different approaches from day one. So if you already have one of those in mind, start planning as early as possible to build in the value that you'll need to achieve it. And with that in mind, let's have a bullet point rundown of what we've just covered in how to exit a business. Number one, when you come to exit a business, usually people think you've got one of two options. You sell it or you shut it down. When in reality, there's a whole lot of choices between those two extremes. Two, most small businesses, they're not really worth anything without the founder in the middle of it. So if your goal is to sell your business, then you need to start working to build what we call intrinsic value. And that might be tangible assets such as property and equipment, your order book and ongoing contracts with customers, your brand or your IP and intellectual copyright. Number three, selling a business, it can turn out to be a really long process. Think years rather than months. There's a lot of work to do to get a business to the point where it is saleable, and a lot of documentation to provide to potential buyers too. And the deal, it might include you staying on for another 12 to 24 months after the sale. Four, there are other options to selling a business. You can hand a business over to somebody else, but agree to still continue to take a wage or dividends from it instead of taking an upfront payment. Or you can look at a management buyout or creating some kind of cooperative structure where the company buys back your shares, either with cash that's just sat there in the bank or by the management team taking out a loan. Five, if your business isn't valuable as a going concern, then its individual parts might still have value when you liquidate them. For example, your outstanding stock, your customer base and debtors list, even your web address and social media following, they might all have value to the right person or company. And then number six, if you do decide to close down the business, then embrace it and use that extra spike in publicity just to promote what you're doing next or to let people know that you are open for work. And that is it. So if you are thinking about exiting your business, then I hope this has given you something to think about. And if you're trying to build a business to the point where it does have value outside you as the founder, then just a reminder that we do have our new mentorship tier where you can message me direct on WhatsApp as often as you like and jump on a monthly Zoom call with me so that we can grow your business together. And if you want to know more about that, drop me an email on hello@veganbusinesstribe.com or just head to the coaching and mentoring page on the website at veganbusinesstribe.com. And that is it for another episode. Please do give us a thumbs up or a like or leave a review if your podcast app lets you do that. It is all hugely, massively appreciated. And I will see you on the next one.